It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 25th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. This week, private space transport company SpaceX announced a notable success. It soft-landed a Falcon 9 rocket in the Atlantic Ocean. As part of our Marketplace series on big thinkers this week, we're going to talk to someone who's looking closely at space travel in the future, SpaceX President and COO Gwynn Shotwell. Gwynn, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I want to learn from you about how rockets are changing as a technology and how SpaceX is thinking about that.
I think the most important innovation is the concept of rapid and complete reusability. And if you think about what would air travel look like if airplanes were thrown out after each flight, No one would be flying in airplanes. And so what we're trying to do is apply that same model to rocket technology. So we want to be able to reuse rapidly, just like an airplane, our rocket stages after their mission.
Is that part of a business model that you need to design in order to be profitable?
We actually don't need reuse to work in order to be profitable.
So why is it important then?
If you think about it more philosophically, the goal of what SpaceX is trying to achieve is to ensure rocket technologies are at a place where we could actually transport people to allow settlement on other planets.
Take me 5-10 years from now.
5 years from now, we should be flying crew to low Earth orbit. 10 years, we hope to have developed the technologies to take people much beyond low Earth orbit, even potentially landing on Mars.
Why are you so intrigued by bringing people off of planet Earth and putting them elsewhere?
You know, there's a few reasons why. First of all, I think exploration is what makes people human. Mm-hmm. It differentiates us from other species. Second of all, this is going to sound probably a little bit strange, but from my perspective, it's really risk management to ensure that humans have the ability to go somewhere else in case there were to be some huge disaster on Earth.
What about SpaceX as a company in 2100, 2200?
You know, that's a long time. But in that time frame, we will be probably the most widely used space transportation company in the, let's call it in the solar system. It would be great if it were in the galaxy.
Would you go to space?
I would go to space. Yeah, absolutely.
Is that on your bucket list?
You know, I don't have a bucket list. I feel like bucket lists are a way of defining or stating broadly that you're going to go. And I know, obviously, it's inevitable, but it's not something I focus on.
Gwynn Shotwell is president and COO of SpaceX. Gwynn, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
By the way, Gwynn says her favorite show about space in the future is the Fox show Firefly. It's Silicon Tally time, and this week we're going to have my friend and Marketplace Weekend host, Lizzie O'Leary. Lizzie, you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. 1.5 kilometers.
Is something I can run?
Yeah, I've totally
believe
that.
I would hope so. I ran track in college. That's not far at all.
That's true. But the number I'm looking for is a British supermarket chain is powering one of its stores with rotting produce.
Ew.
I know. It sounds gross, but it's kind of genius. A 1.5 kilometer long cable connects the store to the power facility where the food waste is converted into electricity. All right. What do you got?
I got one for you.
All right.
75,288.
Give me the unit of measure.
Dollars.
The entry-level salary of a food vendor at Google HQ.
Nice guess, but no. But you're in the right ballpark. So that is your real average wage in Silicon Valley. And
whoa,
what that means is basically wages once you factor in all the stuff like the cost of living. So this is some research that looked at those and then figured out, yeah, it's actually about 10 grand higher than comparative peers in other places. The next highest place is in Connecticut. It's about $10,000 higher.
Wow. That's a really interesting number. Okay. 25,000 pairs of shoes.
Is something Imelda Marcos had?
That is an excellent guess, but it's actually the number of pairs of smart shoes that have been pre-ordered from a company in India. These shoes are using Google Maps, and they vibrate to tell you when to turn left or right. Would you wear shoes like that?
Probably not, no. I like to wander.
All right, what do you got?
40 minutes. Yeah, not my approaching age.
40 minutes is going to be the amount of time it would take me to write the code for a computer program that said, hello, world.
That might be true. It's also the amount of time an average American user spends on Facebook every day, according to Mark Zuckerberg.
40 minutes. What do you think? How long do you spend?
I am more of a Twitter person, as you probably know. I like to make fun of you on Twitter. So, yeah.
I enjoy being made fun of on Twitter, too.
Well, it's good for you. It builds your character.
All right, Lizzie O'Leary, the host of Marketplace Weekend. Lizzie, thank you for playing along with us.
My pleasure, Ben.
By the way, you should check out Lizzie's new show at marketplaceweekend.org. And if you tune in this weekend, I'm joining her to talk about technology and street safety. All right, a couple quick notes before we go. Yes, Amazon's Fire Phone launches today. If you get one, give us a review. Contact at marketplacetech.org. And you should know that the SunSwift solar-powered car broke the electric vehicle land speed record this week. Over a 300-mile course, it went on average about 62 miles per hour. Not bad. Not the fast lane either. But hey, you don't have to stop at the gas station or the charging station. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.